Welcome back to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. We've been talking about prison, what brings people there, and what some choose to do with their lives when they're locked away for life. But what happens when you do get out? Where do you go? How do you find a job? Just because you're out of prison, does it mean you're really free? To get some answers, we went to the Exodus Transitional Community, which is a re-entry program in East Harlem, not far from our office. They're trying to help people who are recently incarcerated answer some of these questions and ultimately help them reclaim their lives.
When someone walks in, you know, it's, did you eat today? Where'd you sleep? Because we understand this population.
Benito, wake up, brother.
My name is Julio Medina, kind of the head cleaner here. You know, I'm the executive director of Exodus.
Oh, this is my resume workshop, right? And what we do is as I said before, I'm going to empower you, brothers, to write your own resume.
Exodus was started many, many, many years ago. I was in prison. I served 12 years in prison. During my own incarceration, I ran into a lot of good people. And we saw good people who were released return. And we asked ourselves, why are they returning? And why? Well, some of the reasons they were returning, of course, you know, no jobs, the scarlet letter, the felony. You know, how do we kind of adjust back to a family that doesn't know us because we've been away 5, 10, 15 years? So we began to look at those things. And there was a model, it's called the Exodus model.
You have a lot of people who, you know, maybe have been sitting in their cell for 10 or 15 years thinking about, when I get out, I'm going to go to college. And they might not even have a GED. And going to college is like a huge goal with a ton of steps. So with that contract, we say like, okay, what's your first action? Okay, my first action is to study for the GED.
Oh yeah, here it go. If you fold a piece of notebook paper in half six times, how many rectangles of the same size are formed by the folding?
I got 32. There's 32 there too. There's a 32 there, right?
So you're trying to trade it out.
What's the question again?
You folded it six times?
I folded it six times and I got 32 boxes.
You sure?
Yeah.
Let me fold it.
I don't know.
Six times. This is one, two, three, four.
I'm Mike.
Five,
I'm the GED instructor here. It's rough. I mean, one of the problems is you come out of jail and you don't have your GED and you spent maybe 15, 10, 20 years inside. Now, you don't have any skills, where are you going to find a job? And if you do have a find a job, there's anything, a bump in the economy, you're the first one to be let go.
I was incarcerated for 27 years, and I just got out in December of 2012. So I've heard that it takes a little longer for, you know what I'm saying, for a person to get on their feet after doing so many years. And being that I didn't apply myself in prison like I was supposed to, I was supposed to take advantage of the programs that they had in there, and I didn't because I was too busy getting in trouble and hanging out and thinking that that was the move. So I didn't get my GED like I should have had. I could have probably had a college degree because I was, you know, I started my bid like when I was in 86. So here I am now after so many years trying to get a GED now, you know. I'm 51 now, so, you know, I'm trying.
So when I was released, I didn't go through a program like Exodus. I was released, and let's just say in brief, you know, when I reached out to those programs, it was, you know, the welcome I expect. I don't expect to go into, you know, one of those taken numbers and wait for us to get back to you. The sense of urgency that I feel getting out, I don't think organizations felt that. I just felt, where can people come and not be judged and not be kind of alienated and find a home, find a place where they really understand and people understand what that experience is?
That audio postcard was produced by Julia Alsop. That was Julio Medina, Michael Kwan, Lila McDowell, Ishmael Bonitz, and Jose Munoz at Exodus, a transitional community based here in Harlem in New York City.